Well, there was a bit of the green-eyed monster this week as we looked across the Irish Sea and saw people eating and drinking outdoors again, mixing in ways not seen in many, many, many months. When can we expect to do the same? Well, whatever our initial hopes were for the summer, that may change given the developments with some of the vaccines. Nonetheless, restaurants and arts organisations have to be ready for more outdoor activity when the time comes eventually. Angus Cox reports.
The challenges for Dublin in particular is that planning policy for the last 20 years has been designed to get people into the city as visitors, whether it be office workers, tourists or commuters, and it's left the city very hollow in the face of a lockdown.
Paul Kearns is a former urban planner with Dublin City Council. He says the available outdoor space in the capital is an issue that needs to be looked at if we plan to do more activities outside in the coming months.
Dublin City has up to 50 square metres per person of outdoor space. That's basically land, zoned parks, etc. In Dublin inner city, that falls to 3 square metres of open space. When you're talking about outdoor space, you really have to look at who has access to it. Another big challenge for Dublin in particular is outdoor space for children, particularly young children. It's very rare to find an outdoor space with a playground every few, say, 100 metres in Dublin in the way that you do find in other cities.
And is this something that we could address with a quick fix, or are we talking about kind of a medium or long-term plan before we can start to get this right?
Dining is interesting in terms of how COVID exposed or showed up some of the positive and some of the negative things about different cities. Dublin has moved a long way, I think, in recent years in facilitating that. The smoking ban, we all understand, was a big factor in that, and actually a positive thing in bringing people onto the street for eating. I don't see a huge problem in reclaiming road space or pavement space for outdoor dining. I think there's lots of opportunities there for a quick fix solution.
As the country reopens, the government is encouraging as many outdoor activities as possible. To support this, €17 million is available to help create outdoor dining spaces, while local authorities can get up to €250,000 each to help with outside arts and cultural events.
My name is Nathalie Wadick and I'm the director of the Irish Architecture Foundation.
The not-for-profit foundation has had a campaign running since before the pandemic to help communities reimagine their public spaces. Now the initiative has taken on a much more immediate significance.
Really, it's about looking at how design is a very important tool in how we think about our public spaces, and it's essential in sort of reimagining how we can maybe design our public spaces better.
More arts and cultural events outdoors. What does that mean when you help a community or local authority to reimagine their spaces?
We have set up a series of webinars and training sessions in group settings with very different people from local authorities. We set up a panel of experts from architects to landscape designers. They can look at the issues identified by whoever they're talking to, be it a local authority or community, and help them through that. And sometimes they are about outdoor dining, sometimes it is about looking at public spaces and their parks in a different way.
Looking at their public space in a different way is exactly what's happening in Cork, where the City Council will begin work to facilitate the permanent pedestrianisation of 17 city centre streets that were temporarily pedestrianised last summer.
Brian Ganey, Assistant Chief Executive, Cork City Council. Would it have been difficult to do that type of initiative 4 or 5 years ago? Yes, certainly it would. So what COVID has done, it's allowed us to accelerate many of the policies that were in place.
And Brian, the government is providing funding to local authorities to encourage them to stage more outdoor arts and culture events. Has this been factored into the Cork City strategy much?
Certainly we can expect some socially distanced events. But look, we have to be flexible in our approach with this virus. Public space is emerging as a crucial lifeline for the city and its residents. We hope to support that further through pedestrianisation, improved mobility, more art and cultural events, outdoor dining.
And what do the public make of the government's plans to encourage more outdoor activities?
as long as we have maybe a couple of heaters if we're having our dinner outside, or a couple of blankets for our knees to keep us warm. I really don't see the problem in it. Our continental neighbours have been doing it for so long, and maybe it's just time that the Irish actually embrace the outdoors a little bit more.
Do you think we're going to need a bit of time to adapt to all of this?
I think we are. We're not really in a position, I don't think, in this year, 2021, that we're going to be able to have such events. I really don't see it happening.
As long as it's not too wet, there's absolutely no problem. I think the rain would be the biggest issue. The cold we can deal with.
And how about planning?
It's all in the planning. They have to be prepared for the really dark and really wet days and the really windy days, and plan for it and allow for it, and not put these silly little flimsy gazebos up. Put something that's going to be a good solid structure.
As Irish people, we have a tendency to adapt, and we'll make the most of what's out there, and we have to start somewhere, so yes.
Embrace the rain. We draw a line at the cold. That was Angus Cox reporting there.